Today is Tuesday, September 17th, 2019. Gears 5 breaks records, and the SNES controller is now available for the Switch. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Very happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. Say it again. I think Gears 5 is the best exclusive on the Xbox One. I think it's the best exclusive for this generation for Xbox. And I think the people agree with me. Here's why. In a news story over at GameSpot, Gears 5 sets Xbox Studios record for this generation. Gears 5 has set a record as Microsoft's biggest launch week for a first-party game this generation. The company announced that Gears 5 hit 3 million players and on opening week. That gave it the highest first-week player count of any game since Halo 4 launched in 2012. Notably, that first-week figure included the four-day early access period that began on Friday, September 6th, which only included Ultimate Edition purchasers and Game Pass Ultimate subscribers. The player count then doubled the prior game in the series, Gears of War 4. And on PC, the game was an even bigger improvement over its predecessor, tripling Gears 4 PC's debut. It also marks Xbox Game Studios' biggest launch on Steam ever. That early access happened to coincide with a brief Xbox Live outage and some launch hiccups for the Coalition's latest game. The game has also been praised for its accessibility options following Microsoft's push for increased accessibility with its adaptive controller. Very cool. Congratulations, Coalition. Congratulations, Microsoft. Gears 5, it's a beauty, and it shows. It pays off. The people have spoken. Gears 5. Again, the best. This is the reason to own an Xbox. They finally have the game that shows that off. It just took them the entire generation to get there. But Gears 5 is here. It's amazing. I love it. Nintendo does this, and they do it so well. And they make me want to purchase things that I don't need, but that I want, right? Well, guess what? They've just done it. Over at Game Informer, you can now buy the official wireless SNES controller for Switch. Oh my goodness. Hot on the heels of the release of Super Nintendo games on Nintendo Switch Online, subscribers looking for a more authentic experience can now purchase wireless Super NES controllers for use with Nintendo's current hybrid system. To order, you must log in with your Nintendo Switch Online account, then enter your information. Each Nintendo Switch Online account can order up to four SNES controllers. The controller comes with a USB cable, but can also be charged using the Switch's AC adapter. If you're interested in purchasing a controller or four, head to the official Nintendo website, and each controller costs $30 plus shipping and tax. Oh, Nintendo's so good. Dude, Nintendo makes so much money because they're so good at creating things that I want, right? Like, that's it. And things that I've already had in the past. I have a Super Nintendo controller right behind me, sitting on the shelf from the OG Super Nintendo that I still own. But they make me want another one, a new one, an updated one, a wireless one. Speaking of records, speaking of numbers, let's talk about the PlayStation 4. Let's talk about the PlayStation 4 sales in the United States. This is a news story over at DualShockers. Guess what? PS4 sales in the United States surpasses 30 million units. That's almost as much people as vote. The U.S. is the best-selling region in the world for the PS4, followed closely by Japan. We've known for a few months now that Sony has shipped over 100 million PS4 units around the world, but what we haven't been aware of is what the sell-through rate might be. Now, that information has somewhat come to light a bit more, at least based on a few different territories. Thanks to video game analyst Daniel Ahmad, we now know that PS4 numbers in the United States alone have surpassed 30 million units. This means that consumers in this region have directly purchased over 30 million consoles. The sell-in rate, which is based purely on shipments to retailers, is likely a bit higher. The United States is far and away the number one region in the world when it comes to PlayStation 4 sales. According to Ahmad, Japan is the second highest in the world with 8.3 million units. Look at the difference. That's triple. Ooh. While Germany and the UK are third and fourth, respectively, none of this information is too shocking, but it is interesting to see how it is all broken down around the world. As we enter the PS4's last year or so on the market before the PS5 comes out next year, it will be intriguing to see how the console continues to perform in each of these respective regions around the world. When all is said and done, though, the PS4 will definitely end up being one of the best-selling platforms of all time. Congratulations, Sony. They will be crossing their fingers, hoping to replicate that with the PS5. Well done. 30 million. I didn't realize that the U.S. So I knew that the U.S. was dominant in sales. I didn't realize they were that dominant. I thought it would be a lot closer. It's more than double over the next second, which is Japan. So if you have success in the U.S. as a console maker, you have success everywhere, it would appear. I thought Japan would be higher. I really am. I'm just blown away by that. Anyways, well done. PlayStation 4, congratulations. 30 million units. That's a lot. That's a whole hell of a lot. And that does us for this morning. Thank you very much, everybody, for stopping by. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I love doing this. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe us there. I'll be back here first thing tomorrow morning. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I love you guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.